Well, it's been about 2 months or so since I left Twitter, and I haven't talked about it for a while, so I'm going to talk a little bit about it today, because every so often something happens that makes me think about it. And you know, I've in my last tweet, I posted an audio boo that set forth the reason why I joined Twitter, and that was to document my kids' lives. And I feel like I did that on Twitter, and I'm still doing it pretty regularly on audio boo and enjoying it. And in my final shout out, I mentioned how I stuck with and enjoyed Twitter because of the connections I made, not only with other parents, but with other people too. But there's another reason, and that reason may have been my reason for leaving ultimately. And that was the cause of the dad, let's say. And my wife made fun of me a lot because I'd talk about the responses I got for just saying things about my kids, whether it be funny and sweet and whatnot. And the way I glow about the stars and retweets and trophies and whatnot I got. And she's like, hey, I think you got some kind of messiah complex there, Daddy Nick. And I don't, really. But what I really enjoyed about my last couple of months on Twitter was supporting the cause of the dad. You know, I mean, when you're a parent, there's always something funny to talk about. And there's always gripes you can have. But there also are sweet moments in... moms and women never have a problem talking about that, but a lot of times dads don't openly do that. And I think our generation dads have really changed in the way that we express ourselves. And I felt very open and free to do that, I think, because of the pseudo anonymity of Twitter, and really, truly enjoyed the response I got from doing that. But the reason this comes up now is that I was at a party this weekend. A good friend of mine's daughter turned 4 years old, and he's an old buddy of mine, man's man, Mr. Fix-It, hunter, likes to tell stories, just kind of your prototypical guy's guy. But he was really a big grouch at this party. He's sitting on his chair, he's reading a newspaper, and he had a drink, and he growled at his wife when his wife was rounding kids through the room and kind of motioned them out of the room and whatnot. And I looked at him and I was like, hey, what's your problem, man? He's like, oh, there's too many people in my house, too many people. And he just really, he left during the party. And I got to thinking, like, you know, if you want to be like that, just, I guess, resign yourself to the fact that that's some of the memories your kids will have of you. And this is the only chance we have to raise these kids. And why you wouldn't want to invest yourself entirely in them when you have a chance is beyond me. That experience led me to kind of a throwback moment when I'm thinking about being on Twitter. You know, I'm an ex-football player. I was an all-state football player. I love to fish. I've got pictures of fish all over my office. I'm an outdoors guy to the max, for sure. Have season tickets to the Iowa Hawkeyes. You know, love to talk about cars. Love cars. Love sports cars. I'm, for all intents and purposes, a guy's guy. But I really think that part of being a guy's guy has got to become, if it hasn't started already, being a dad, full-fledged. Not just being a jokester dad or a play-catch dad, but being a dad who reads his kids goodnight stories, who tucks them in, who scratches their back at night, who holds them when they cry, who cooks for them, who cleans around the house. I mean, that has got to be the dad's dad. And, you know, I remember a moment when I was driving home from work and I saw it. A dude pushing a stroller, a young guy, and kind of had his head down and was listening to his wife or girlfriend talk his ear off, and was pushing a stroller with a baby in it. And there's another little kid walking by him, and I caught his eye from my car and just gave him a nod and a point. And he looked at me and he kind of nodded and pointed back and sort of smiled a little bit. And that's when I tweeted about, you know, guys high five when they see each other, when, you know, about music and about sports and things like that, but we ought to start giving each other a dad nod when we see each other doing cool dad stuff. So I remembered trying my best to do that on Twitter. I'm happy that there was such a good response when I was there, and I'm happy that that work is continuing to be encouraged to being the well-rounded dad. So just a thought for the day as I reflect on the weekend and reflect on being a dad and in every sense, not just the convenient sense. Godspeed, folks. And remember, when you see a dad doing something cool, don't be afraid to give the dad nod. That's it for today.